Happy Friday. I am so excited and maybe a little bit nervous to share what I have to share with you today. Over the past 3 years, maybe even longer, I have started out this homestead journey. It was an Instagram challenge that I started with my friend in 2020, and we just decided we were going to do all of these things. And you may already know, I kind of burned out on them pretty quickly, but then I did find a way to actually keep doing these things throughout the next, 3 years or so that it's been. And I have definitely incorporated something new every single year. And the biggest thing that I hear from you all the time is, how are you doing it all? Which, first of all, I'm not. But second of all, I truly believe that we can set some foundations in place to make us be able to do these big dreams that we've always dreamed of.
Welcome to the Homestead Challenge Podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise.
I always hear, and this was me, it's not just you, that everyone is like, wow, there's a lot of information on the internet, like so much. You see it on Instagram, you see it on Google, you see it everywhere. There are so many different ways of doing everything. You don't know where to start. And even if you did know where to start, you're like, how am I possibly going to fit these things into my schedule? I already don't have enough time to do the things that I want to do, let alone add even more to it. Or maybe you're already trying to incorporate all of these things in your schedule and you're running around all day long and moving from one thing to the next to the next to the next and not really finishing anything, or just like incorporating it all but still feeling really stressed out and burnt out. I've been in all of these places. So I'm so excited to share that I have created a challenge for you that I believe will start to build a foundation to work on fixing this problem that I think so many of us have. So I've learned a lot through different courses and researching on my own and books and all of it. And I've kind of combined everything that I've learned together. And I put together Field Prep Foundations, 5 days to reclaim and realign your time. This is a totally free challenge that I am just giving to you. And I just want to say thank you so much for being vulnerable with me. The people that do tell me their problems that we try to work out together, that's how I know what to create for you. And that's why I'm here. I like truly have this desire to help. So thank you so much for sharing these things with me. And I'm hoping this will be the first step into helping you on this journey and feeling really, really good about it. So it's an email challenge. Over 5 days, I'm going to be sending you videos on different topics, which I'm going to share here in a little bit. But it doesn't matter when you're listening to this podcast. If you sign up for this challenge, you can do it at any time. When you sign up, the 5 days for you will start then, and you'll always have them in your inbox. They're not going to go away. So it's not like a stress thing. I'm like the least competitive person ever, so a challenge to me doesn't actually sound like great. I like to challenge myself, though, and compete with myself. So that's why we're not competing with each other here. We're just trying to learn some tactics to really make this stuff work. So if you do want to sign up now before you learn a little bit more about it, you can go right away to the show notes. It's right there. You just click the link, enter your email, and you will be brought over to some information on the prep day, which I'm going to be sharing here today with you, as well as your workbook if you want to print that out. And then from there, 24 hours later, you'll be emailed the next challenge for day one. So I'm going to go ahead and insert the audio here for the prep day that's actually a part of this challenge. It's going to talk a little bit more about what we're going to do in this challenge over 5 days. And I really hope that you feel my heart here and feel that I'm really just wanting to help out. I'm really excited about it. So if you are interested, like I said, go to the show notes, click the link, and I'll see you back here after this clip. Hello and welcome to Field Prep Foundations, your 5 days to reclaim and realign your time, because I truly believe that you can do all the things that you want to do on your homestead without feeling overwhelmed, without feeling busy and crazy. I truly think that you can do it all and have it all in a way that works for you, in a way that's cozy and intentional and not overwhelming. So welcome. This is going to be a 5-day challenge. Today's the prep day, so day one starts tomorrow. And every single day, you're going to be receiving an email from me in your inbox with a video just like this one. They're all going to be pretty short and sweet. I want this to be a simple challenge with small things that you can start to incorporate in a slow and meaningful way into your life so that you can really manage your time in a way that works. So, like I said, I think that you can do all of the things without having to plan minute by minute like I once did. So I was somebody very type A, very perfectionist in the past when I was in school, when I started out my career. I literally planned things time by time, step by step to the minute. And I had a lot of panic attacks. That was a lot. And I didn't have kids at the time. And clearly, if you know, and if you do have kids, that's just not going to happen. It's not going to work. But there is a way that we can make it work and still get things done. So once I had kids, I was like floating around in space. I'm like, yeah, of course, there's some things that we have to do. Like there's appointments we have to get to or meetings or times, this and that. But really, there's a lot you have to do, but no one's telling you exactly when you have to do them. So it can be really hard. By the end of the day, you're probably super exhausted and you look back and you're like, what did I even do? And then on top of it, you have all these dreams for your homestead. You want to finally start baking. You want to go out in the garden and start 10 new raised beds this year. You want to add chickens this year. You want to add more goats, whatever it might be. I live in the suburbs, so no chicken or goats here. But there's still a lot of things that I want to do and am constantly learning, constantly adding on, but you can do it in a way that will be slow yet effective. So they always say you overestimate what you can get done in a day, but you underestimate what you can get done in a year. So this challenge is going to hopefully make sure that you know what those things are that you really want to do. And then we're going to break it down and find out how you can incorporate those into your schedule. So throughout the 5 days, we're going to be talking about identifying time wasters, goal setting, time blocking, automating and delegating, which is exciting, and tips to make it all stick. So like I said, next 5 days, just set out about 15 minutes for me. My videos aren't going to be that long, but you do need time to go through your workbook, which you should either print out or plan on filling out digitally. Print it out now if you haven't already, because we're going to actually start using it today on prep day. So today we're going to be talking about eating your frogs. Ew, that sounds gross. I promise it's not. I think that it is a business term. So eating your frogs is really just getting things done that have been cluttering your mind for way too long. So for me in business, when I was working, this was always voicemails. I'm a typical millennial. And each day I would go into work and I would put off listening to my voicemails and calling people back like for way too long. And then it would just weigh on me and I wasn't really being very productive before I actually made those calls. But when I made the switch to get my least favorite task done first and just get it out of the way and just get it done with, then I was so productive the rest of the day. So the way that we're going to make this work in your homestead are thinking about those nagging tasks. So are there a bunch of things that are just like, maybe you have sticky notes on your mirror or on your fridge that have like, make this appointment, sign the kids up for this, and you've been putting it off for a really long time. Or maybe there is something broken or that needs repainted that you've just been putting off for way too long. Or it could be that declutter project that we all have in whatever drawer, and it's been bothering you all year and you haven't done it yet. We are going to get those things out of our brain, off our list, out. So these are all things that are not part of your everyday routine on your homestead. I'm talking about those one-off tasks that you've just been thinking about and you walk by it every single day and you're like, oh, I gotta do that. Oh, I gotta do that. And it's bothering you. Let's get away the things that are bothering you so that we can focus on the things you actually want to do. Of course, you're always going to have those nagging tasks, but hopefully as we work out a routine, you can just get those things done right away instead of letting them clutter your brain and potentially hindering your productivity. So if you go to your workbook, you're going to see a spot to kind of fill all these out and do a little brain dump. If you would like to just get them out there, or if you're feeling really motivated, just go do it. Don't even write it down. Just go right now. Call the person. I need to make a dentist appointment and sign the kids up for swim lessons. So those are mine. I should probably go do those things right now. I really hope that these 5 days are going to teach you something new that you maybe haven't really thought about before and motivate you to know that you can do all of these things and we're not going to be stressed about it. If you can't eat all of your frogs today and you want to hold off on starting on day one of the challenge, that's totally fine. They'll be in your inbox waiting for you, or you can just go through them each day and know that you're working on those frogs. You're getting them out of the way. If you have a huge decluttering project, of course, you're probably not going to be able to finish it all in one day. And that is okay. The point of this is to not be overwhelmed, but to take hold of our time again and do the things that we want to do with it. If you ever have any questions throughout this challenge any day, make sure to just reply to the email. It's me on the other end. So I would be happy to help you, and I'll be here. Until next time, friend. Thanks so much. All right, everyone, are you ready to eat your frogs? I hate that term. It's like not great, but that's just what it's called, and that's what we're going to do. I guess it's good to get it over with so we don't have to keep saying that term over and over again. I would love it if you could actually share your frogs over in our Facebook group. The link to that is in the show notes as well. I just love to hear what other people have on their plates. I think that there's a great community over there already. There's not like a huge group, but it's growing every single day, which is very exciting, and people are really vulnerable and like to share over there. So if you are looking for other suburban homesteaders like yourself, then please come on over, share your frogs with us, and let me know what you think about the challenge first day. Throughout the 5 days, if you have any questions at all, at any time, you can actually go ahead and just reply to the email. It's me on the other end. It's no one else. So I will be there to answer all of your questions. I'm so, so excited. Make sure you go in the show notes. Go ahead and join this challenge. I think it's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. Until next time, friends, I'll be back with another regular episode next week. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory.
Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.